This story is read by Alan Fraser. Gunner James McEwen, Bruth Bailey, service number 7713 of the 30th Trench Mortar Battery, Royal Garrison Artillery. James McEwen, Bruth Bailey, was born in Perth on the 15th September 1886, the fifth of six children born to Peter and Janet Bailey. His parents had married in Perth on the 30th of July 1869. In the census of 1891, the family was living at 34 Thimble Row, Perth. However, James, then aged four, was not present with the family. He was visiting relatives, the Stratton family, at Causeyside in Newington, Edinburgh. James' mother died in 1897, aged 47. By the time of the 1901 census, family was living 35 Cross Street, Perth, and James had become a painter's apprentice. James married Jeannie McPherson in 1910 in Perth, and in 1911 they were living in 55 Strathmore Street. James was a painter and decorator. Shortly after this, they moved to Scone. James and Jeannie had a son, Edward Peter, born in 1913, and a daughter, Isabel Margaret, born in 1915. In 1915, James enlisted into the Royal Garrison Artillery and was soon sent to France. He was a gunner with the 30th Trench Mortar Battery of the Royal Garrison Artillery. Trench mortars were used in a variety of defensive and offensive roles, from the suppression of enemy machine guns, sniper posts, or other local features, to the coordinated firing of barrage. Larger mortars were sometimes used for cutting barbed wire, especially where the field artillery could not be used, either because of the danger of hitting British troops or where the effect of the fire could not be observed. By March 1916, most divisions had three medium batteries designated X, Y, and Z. They also had a heavy battery and a light Stokes battery. James was involved in the Battle of Messines, which took place between the 7th and the 14th June 1917. A great deal of fighting around the Hill 60 was underground, and the target of the offensive was the Messines Ridge, a natural stronghold southeast of Ypres and a small German salient since 1914. In preparation for the Messines battle, authorization had been given for the laying of 22 mine shafts underneath the German lines all along the ridge. The plan was to detonate all 22 at 0 hour on 03:10 a.m. on the 7th of June 1917. This was to be followed by infantry attacks so as to secure the ridge from the German defenders. The infantry was heavily supported by the use of artillery, bombardments, tanks, and the use of gas. Work in laying the mines began 18 months before the attack. The result of the explosions blew the crest off the Messines Ridge, and it was audible in Dublin and London. At the time, it was the loudest ever man-made explosion. The effect of these mine explosions on the German defenders was devastating. Some 10,000 men were killed during the explosions alone. All initial objectives were taken by the Allies within 3 hours, and the final objective by mid-afternoon. German troops counterattacked on the 8th of June 1917 without success. The Messines battle, which greatly boosted morale among the Allies, was the first time on the Western Front that defensive casualties actually exceeded the attacking losses, 25,000 against 17,000. James McEwan Brough Bailey died in the area of Zillibeke, close to the action on Hill 60 and the Messines Ridge, on the 7th of June 1917. He was 31 years old. He is buried in Plot 7, Row M, Grave 5, in the railway dugout burial ground, 2 kilometres southeast of Ypres, Belgium. He was awarded the Star, the Victory, and the British War Medals for his service in the war. We will remember them.